Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We're here the draft show at 504 Golf and Entertainment. Joining us now, guys, we've got Saints standout corner Alante Taylor in the radio huddle. He's joining us here on the Black and Gold Draft Show here at 504 Golf and Entertainment. Alante, thanks so much for joining us. What do you think about this draft madness going on right now?
Man, it's dope, man. There's a lot of people here. Wasn't expecting this, but...
Yeah, it filled up early, and I'm getting warm in here. I feel like there's tons of bodies going on. It's like almost a club.
Hey, so, Alante, do you feel like you're the dog, like you're the number one corner right now, considering that Lattimore's gone? Paulson and Debo's gone. You know, you were under. They brought you up under their wing. So right now, look at the experience. I mean, you're the top gun, right?
Yeah, for sure. Those guys taught me well. I learned a lot from both of them. So let's roll.
Bob, he didn't have to ask the question. Just to look at his face, he could answer that real
well,
quick.
You have to get Kool-Aid to play with as much confidence as you have.
Yeah, for sure. You got it. He's got it.
You got that swag. Yeah. Okay, that's what we need. Because, you know, right now, we then all of a sudden remember at this time last year going into training camp, everyone viewed in the NFL perspective that our cornerback's as good as it gets in the NFL. Now all of a sudden Lattimore goes into trade and the Debo signs of the Giants and go like, oh, well, we're young. Mm-hmm. And like only really three guys got NFL experience. Mm-hmm. So you look at now you're going to pick up someone else. So how much do you put upon your shoulders along with, you know, a defensive back coach, you know, in the meeting room, to take that leadership role and to lead the defensive backs? And, you know, you got Honey Badger and all that. But now compared to when you first came in, you understand your responsibility.
Man, I put a lot of weight on my shoulders, but I feel like God blessed me with heavy shoulders for a reason. And I think this is the perfect situation for me. You know, being a leader at the University of Tennessee and being a young guy there and then kind of building my way up. And like I said, Lat taught me so much. Paul and Debo taught me so much. And we still got Tyron in the room, man. So we still got that veteran experience. But I feel like, you know, I've learned a lot in the past 3 years with, you know, good games and bad games, right? So I feel like I have a lot of experience. So, you know, just now I'm learning the new system and just taking my role and, you know, leading those young guys and showing them how to go.
Alante, their plan is to put you outside. You won't play in the nickel, or have they broached that subject with you?
I think we'll see. I feel like I'm going to play a little bit of both. Okay. I don't think I'll just be outside or just inside. I think I'll move around a little bit. You go back to that 2020 defense when they run the Super Bowl with Jalen Ramsey and those guys. So kind of look at me in that role.
Okay. And then if you play both, you get paid more money.
You want to be an outside corner. Don't listen to Bobby.
But
don't listen to Bobby talking about just being a nickel guy.
The more you could do. You pay outside,
No more than I'm an outside corner. Yeah. Don't let me get more numbers at nickel. Sure. I mean, because you look at those salaries and compare them, you're an outside corner.
For sure.
So I know you guys have been doing a little bit of OTAs and not a lot of field work or any of that so far. But from an implementation standpoint, how comfortable are you with what they're talking right now? I mean, because the field work will come later on. Right. But, I mean, from, understanding what they want us to do, how much different it is, you know, how do you feel so far on what you've learned?
Man, I feel super confident. I feel like, you know, Teg, the head strength coach, is doing a lot of different things that, you know, we have never done before. And I think he's done a lot of things that's going to, you know, help us stay healthy. I think that's been our biggest issue the past couple years. And so super excited about that. And then just the scheme, man, we get into the playbook on Monday when we come back for phase two. So super excited about that, man. I think the coaches are doing well. Us as a DB group, we're doing extra work every day after the workouts. So super excited, man. I just can't wait to get to work with these guys and whoever else joins the team.
Alante, appreciate you joining us here. What do you think about the Saints making that pick at number 9 to beef up the offensive line some more?
Hey, we need it, though, right? I feel like, I believe in Mickey and those guys and the choices that they make. We got an offensive tackle. We got a guy who's going to come in and be beside another dog that we drafted last year in the first round as well.
For
so
sure.
I think he's going to adapt very well and fit into the scheme.
So, Alante, will you joke with him? Who's the real dominant orange, UT? Who's the real UT, Tennessee or Texas?
Yeah, Tennessee. We already know the answer to that. No question.
Well, they're both in the SEC now.
Yeah.
It don't matter, though. We're still the real UT, though.
The real UT.
The real UT.
definitely appreciate you stopping by here and hope you enjoy the rest of the night here at 504 Golf, Alante.
Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.